Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and it's so good to hear from you this morning and hear your voices. And I think some of you might be new, and one thing we do is we mute our phones after we have announced ourselves. And I know this morning there were some background noises that I could tell, and so we do have a lot of folks on the call, and that's so wonderful that we're so well represented. As we make our petitions to heaven. And so we want to hear where you're from. I absolutely love it. It gives us a sense of unity. The Lord said to us last week, I need you to live in one accord. And my son Chip, last Sunday, the Lord has just been downloading in him some wonderful, wonderful messages. And one of them was the power, last week, of unity, the power of unity. And the Lord said to him, he said to us last week, I need you to live in one accord. And my son received this from the Lord and preached on it. We need to live in unity with the Trinity. In unity with the Trinity. And the Trinity, he was told, has always been in unity, in the power of the Trinity. And if we live in unity with the Trinity, then we'll be in unity with each other. So last week when he gave us, I need you to live in one accord, he gave us 1 Kings 8:61. And I wrote it in the Amplified. Let your hearts, therefore, be blameless and wholly true to Jehovah our Elohim, walking in his statutes and keeping his commandments as at this day. So if we live in unity with him and his statutes and his commandments and what we see in his precious, wonderful word, then we'll be in unity with each other and we'll have power. Oh, my goodness. You just have to watch it. A Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma. I get it on YouTube, the Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma. In unity. And I know that's one reason why our prayers are powerful. We're in unity. And we're in unity with what he says in his precious word. We're in unity with Max. I'm going to be up at Max's church. Max and Quinn, their church, Yeshua's Love Heals, in September. Is that the 15th? Isn't that right, Max? 16th. 16th? Oh, I'm 16th, leaving.
16th, Friday.
That's right.
Yeah, you're leaving on the 15th.
Friday.
Yep.
And we'll be there. And what time does the service start, Max?
6:30. A little 6:30, early, but so people, people come late, that's fine.
Yeah. Whenever you can get there at 6:30, downtown Minneapolis, you can find all the wherewithal, everything Yeshua's love heals. And, of course, we've all been in unity on this project, and God has done wonderful things. Max, how close are we on the boiler?
Right now we have $25,000, and the boiler is here. The new boiler is here, and we are taking the old boiler apart. So we need about 45 more.
$45,000 we need.
Yeah, for everybody who sends already, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have you been getting some from the WWPs?
Oh, yes. Most of it from the WWPs. Praise the Lord. That whole building is WWPs building, Prayer Mountain building, Billy Brown building. Yeshua Love Heals House, Jesus House.
Isn't that great? It's God has moved upon you, and you have sent it. I don't know. We have, at least 1,800 on this call. We vary from 1,800 to 2,000. So, I mean, if everybody could just send, I don't know, $10 or so, and some of them can send more. That thing would be paid for, and Max and the people in Minneapolis could be warm this winter.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, just send it to YLH. send it to ILH, our P.O. Box also in Plymouth, 55446.
Okay, give that again, please, the mailing address.
Okay, the mailing address, P.O. Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota, 55446. That's the zip code. Or you
could
go
say that again, please. Say that address again.
Okay. You don't have to put Yeshua Love Heals on the envelope. You could put YLH, as in Henry, YLH, P.O. Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota, 55446. Or if you're
great.
A tech with the phone, you could do you could text to 763-330-0611.
Max, I'm just going to run a little survey here.
Yeah.
How do most of the offerings come in? Do they come in by mail or do they come in by other ways?
They come in by mail, and they come in by the gifting online. Most of it by mail. Like, for instance, this week on Monday, when I went to my mailbox, I found the Lord sent through people 8 checks. 5 of them is $1,000 apiece. One of them, $250. Another one is $50. The other one is $200. And I prayed for $5,500 on Monday, and we got the same exact number, $55 on Monday, because we are gathering the first payment for the boiler, trying to add him up. And
praise God,
they come via our website too. People give.
Isn't it wonderful to watch the hand of the Lord provide? It's just wonderful
to watch him
provide. And so we're just thankful for that. And of course, that's like our mission project. I think it's a WWP mission project.
It is.
And mentioning mail, I wrote a. It's at the printer right now. I wrote a partner letter. I should write partner letters more often, but I'm a little negligent on that. And but I felt the need of one. And sometimes I put into a letter something more, or let me say, how do I say it? I don't know. I feel impressed that I have to get something across, and I'd like to do it by mail. And so I mail that in. If you don't get that partner letter by the middle of September, it's at the printer now, and then it'll go in the mail. You might check to see if you're on our mailing list. I know that a lot of you come in by phone, and you watch by a computer, and you may or may not be on our mailing list. So if you think you might not be on the mailing list, go to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And say, I want to be on the mailing list, and my address. Now I'm looking right now. What I was going to say is, some of you are probably maybe even not do computer, and so you could call us. I don't have the number out here for you to call us. But you can look up Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can, I don't have that number. I'll get it for you next week. But you can call, and or I'll have it at noon. But if you don't watch computer, then you won't be with us at noon. So I'll make sure that you get it by the next call, that you get the number that you can call in. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Miss Billy, I want to say one more thing. I just want to, if you don't mind.
Yes.
We are actually getting also partners from different churches around the country. I don't have all the names. I mean, I'm not going to take the time and say their names here, but there is a church. They sent us a check of $5,000 last week. Want to be a partner with us and support of the boiler too as well. So we've been getting partner letters from other ministries. They wanted to partner with us, and they wanted to put the seed in downtown Minneapolis.
Hallelujah.
Glory
you
to
see
God.
That's, We always used to have in churches when I was growing up, we had mission projects. And we would partner with that mission project. A lot of the Muslim countries are difficult to get into. You couldn't have a partnership in Saudi Arabia at all. But this is one way that we can get into that Islamic world. And it's just like a foreign ministry to me. It's like a foreign mission. So praise God, hallelujah, for that. And it's time for Autumn Assembly. Also, I'm going to be at Mac and Lynn Hammond's church. I'm going to be at Max's church on Friday, Mac and Lynn's on Saturday and Sunday, and then we're flying to Victory-thon. I'm also going to be September 11. I'm going to be at Walk on the Water Faith Church in Ozark Beach, Missouri, with Larry and Loretta Allison. I'm really expecting the Lord to say something at that meeting. Really expecting it. We're coming up here at the end, and I wrote about this in my partner letter. We're coming up to the end of a 7-year Shemitah period and the beginning of another one that will happen in September 26th. So it's really, oh my goodness, my heart is just so expectant of the Lord. My Jesus, so precious he is. And I noticed in meditating on what he spoke last week that he began and ended with the same scripture. The 8 a.m., he said, rejoice this morning. And then at the noon prayer, he ended with rejoice this afternoon. And both times he gave the scripture, 1 Chronicles 16:10. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Yes.
So then everything I noticed in going back, he spoke to us about his purpose and his faithfulness to keep his word. I love this scripture. He gave us this statement. You can trust that I have a beautiful purpose for it. And I put Ecclesiastes. He gave Ecclesiastes 3:11. I put it in the Amplified. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts. And then the Amplified has a qualifying in brackets. A divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. So in all men's hearts, I don't care whether they were born into a Hindu home, a Muslim home, any man's heart, God has planted eternity in it that nothing but God can satisfy.
Amen.
And he spoke to us about his plans. He told us that he planned it long ago. His statement to us, I planned all a long time ago. And then he gave us this scripture, Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, you are my God. You have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. All through the morning and the afternoon, call faithfulness, his faithfulness. Now he made it, he planned it, he gave the plan. And this was his statement. Oh, how I love this. Just like what I did before church, not one failed, not one. And it will be for you today. Then he gave us Joshua 21:45, which says, not one word of all the good words, the promises that the Lord has made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass. So what was my takeaway, people say, kind of in the modern vernacular? He promised it. He planned it. It never failed. And he is faithful to bring it about today. His faithfulness. Oh, my goodness, so many scriptures about that last week. And then, trust me. Don't be afraid. Trust me. Don't be afraid. Oh, my. Oh, dear God, My Father in heaven, you have told us to trust you. You have given us your wonderful word, and we can bank on it. That's really kind of a worldly thing to say, Lord, but you know what we mean. We can trust you. You're so dear. And you have let us have this marvelous manifestation of what happened on the day of Pentecost.
Thank God.
When they were in one accord. And Father, I believe that these phone callers are in one accord. And they're in one accord with you. And what you did for those people in Acts chapter 2, you do every week for us. Every week, you give us utterance in tongues. And you give us the interpretation. This is just Acts chapter 2. Just Acts chapter 2. Just like you planned it. Just like you gave it. Just like they experienced it. We're so blessed and honored, Lord, that we can experience it. Makida da kobraka. Izwata da bohola ka fakti da goto hoshanti. Livers kamba noka. Bali don dion de le ka rakti da goto shka da breka la ka fito. Uiva du di jishwanya ne kohola ka vrapita. Kale tora. Kavilandjana. Gobilatu tala capre cadagada scende di coprati, ma lo prati di copratito. Shabina colo compra niente ne cobra calacamba, niente colo cambele, barana, niente colo caba. Bele tutta macaia, shandi cobra. Divilatai san jena copra pala copreca de calandi de caracala cavala bagna ne cola cabala caladania ili duchuana ne correle ne cambagna ne colabi non ne calacaia gobidania camino copra. Oh, si bato. Liberatini, no cojo la cabra, cala con bratina, coma. fishy de kalakale vele kanye kala kobrakte kashina halakapreke kabila to tele makaka makala kambrakte de gadashka shushuwa nangi sweeney danyo nombre kahali kabra Ivele dushka non yene ne cobra manye ne cora malito lo gambina nyara na kaya na cora maya na nenya. Kale prato da kochi kodashka. E libre toa magidan diana na kohola kabakti. Shenanu nombre kalakahaya na kalakahala kapito lo kobraki de gandanya de kora bakito. Bishwevre tanyo no kobra. Bijana kabala paya no koho makalaya kapanya na kora mantita. Naneko, naneko, naneko. Galidata. Maskitata, maskitata. Oh, ajando lo bramakito la gabaladaya na kola kamniko lo gombi latito. Kobalanyana magaladidio nangalakito. Ha, ramasito la makata makalati. Kavida nomo kola makito, makito manchende. Meskidora, meskidanyo, ali mele pacho na kopre, sando lo kopre ni kalagonye. Gerika, magidala tito. Gavidala kopre ni kalakabrakti na kontanje na kandana katariata. Mashtiano no copre kala kavrakte. Imene dvashe ne kora bakito makache. Ritua jeneve, juanto mangilato. Bafenye ne kora makila kanye ne kala kavala paha. Nyene bele paha, nyene makolele laila. Oh, Barakishko, Makito, Makito. Balitu. Bamiko la vinya na kalakahaya. Kaskotora. Gavida chuchwa. Majidoro kombrakti de kodoko shantito de kodok praktita. Gaskiano nombre, magiduska davrenye mikala kobra. Bapanyero no nombre, alidanyono no kobre, beshkri kaingala kaya na kohola kababa, danya na kobra. Oh, si balatashka kanji, kodoshaki, kodoshka kanji, kodoshka kanji, kodoshka kanji, Mashtora makahala kifro no kolo kambiro gobrinyana, makitoto, makitoto. Makitoto fa, malito. Anyene mekara nakito la vinya, ne loba ranyene ni kapra kalila lo. Ijete le capra, accattete. Sanziana no cora. Candira non nombre che fete? Agenaco. Lo, licala. Adicora ma. Agenie, panieco. Makitate kohola kafapte. Mashti ato mashti hape. Keve du du chwa. Kamina kahala kafake. Gola vala paya na kala kahaya ni kala kambanye. Kari tola kala kambanye na kohola kaya mananye ne. My Jesus, pola matenye na kaya. Oh, shamina kaka. Shalidonia Nicola Cavrandiani ne cobreche di casa. Capretosca. Capalla cambro. Eleve le pasche. E ne andora, Macai. Oh, la vitaria. Gavidora palette le para, ma la gobregne nei cafa la camminano con la pitolo gambredesche d'agne ne copre di cala. Oh, 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 oh. Ciascienie. Shashenye nika la gobre tala kamanya na kopre kala kamita. Sensanye na kohora batite te kohala kafake. Ijato la kabre na anye ne kohola kabrake. La shera na kina kombre. Bijuanya ne kohola kafikto. Kalidaliete ne manga. Hakinanyo na kilatanya ne kalakabinyo. Evele danya ne kalakabre ne niananaya na haya. Pelivala panya na menye. Aminanye naya. Kalitata da kohola kabra. Kashkitanya na kohola kabra. Imeshwa na kohola kabra. Tere kohola kabra na katashka. Tanchi de kape. Kashki dale kora na kala katifra. Aju donya maki na kola kabida bali na na no nombri kala kahaya. Isha na nombri kala kabinya mahala kita kala kangere donje de kala gabrasi na kora bali de la komba la kaya na kala kati. Oh, baratishka. Maya na kobra. Ha ha! I shonye ne vale balakonye ne kalakabai. Pashke indano. Kobra nikolo gabra mana kombre kalakavanya. I shonye vrote ne mange. Gravalandora makaya ne kolakabanya ne kolakobreke ne kalanana chanda. Shri na kohra ka pakkala kaya ne kola ko pita. Shvita brahmanika ta gola malabaya na kohra pitanyo no ko malatinya na nombre kalata mita. Shri swatora ma kahaya na kohra kapra. Shele vele pakaya na kohola kavaya na kala kahala pito. Ajinangaya na kahala kia na nanya nekara dala kalaila. Kaviranya na unaya na naya na nanaya. Mistiato. Maschidonia. Magidania. Kolivra tashke donyak. Aya, nangi halote rande. Rushke de valyanda le mokwa. Barakaya na kalakala tanya na kora katachka. Sheto mikata, sheto mikaka. Agila peto, kavidanyana, aminokwa. Sistua no gile kavra peta kala. Kalipara nikola kavra tide kahala kavalaka. Ajana makarakataya nakarakatinyo. Kobali tala kabinyo no kohola kavanya na kora batikcha toka lakalita langali. Ashutara. Kashkatora makala katito. Kamila kaya na nako ochi. Kashikata kapa. Kamina kahala kavrito, the kotala kapito, the kopenye na kara, mani na kaya, opela taya na ka adyene ko obra. Suswa. Suswanaki. Suswanaki fando. Barito, magilandanya, aboroskenye, bushwaniko. Kaleka frakti. Alekambambe, chupa, ejinekava, elevrotolo, elevandiano. Kabitanya na kohola kavito, ejinemakaya na kahala kavito. Gran sinyako. Palitaliato, makilatete. Ah, shaniko hola kato. Oh, shita kabrete fanyo no kobre mikala danya in nikola pitanyo. Nishan ancora baka, paki la kalion debre. Nishan akaya, ele tehitanya, kalikabra, ashani kalai. Oh, la kalai. Praise your name. I love you, Lord. I love you. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise you, Spirit of the living God. Praise you, great three in one. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Praise his name. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Praise his name. We do rejoice, Lord. We do rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Brother Max, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Lord. You know, this tonight, all my sleeping through the night, the Lord just kept telling me, my glory on earth. My glory on earth. I heard it all night long as I'm praying. Because, you know, I always tell people this. I pray even at night. I just find myself praying in tongues. Just praying in tongues. Anyway, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking.
It's wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Wow. Okay, first line started with the earth is corrupt, church. The earth is corrupt, church. That's right there. He's telling us the earth is corrupt. He knows that. Next line, Genesis 6:11, the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 11. Next line, what is written? Pray with my prophet and friend. What is written? Pray with my prophet and friend. Next line. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Revelation 1, 3. Next line, underline it. I am, or I am, your Jesus. I am your Jesus. Next line. Read my words, church. I see what is happening. Read my words, church. I see what is happening. Thank you, Lord. Next line, or underline it also. See to it. See to it. And don't be alarmed. Oh. Ezekiel 38:39. I'll read that again.
Mm.
Underline it. See to it.
Which one do we underline?
The whole line. This line I'm reading right
see
now.
See to it. See to it. And don't be alarmed.
Ezekiel 38:39. This is one line. Underline it. See to it. And don't be alarmed. Ezekiel 38:39. Next line. He wanted to see, I just have a revelation of this, he wanted to see into what is happening right now, based on what he told us on the line before.
Mm-hmm.
I see what is happening. And then he said, see to it and don't be alarmed. Ezekiel 38:39.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be alarmed. See to it. Look into it. Read it. Meditate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go on here. Sorry. Matthew 24, verse 6. Matthew 24, verse 6. Next line. Listen. Another listen. Okay. Listen. I am sending my spirit to you all. Listen. I am sending my spirit to you all. Next line. Revelation. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1. Revelation 1:1. Next line. It shall go on from the beginning of the time. Oh, I'm sorry, my time. I'll read it again. It shall go on from the beginning of my time. shall go on from the beginning of my time. Next line is 2 Peter 3, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Next line, underline the whole line. Watch and pray. It will come to pass. Watch and pray. It will come to pass. You want
Did you
to
say
pray?
That's underlined?
Yes, underline. Watch and pray. It shall come to pass.
It shall or it will?
It 12, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm looking at the one below it.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Lord. Watch and pray. It will come to pass. Thank you, Dr. Billy. Luke 21:36. Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Listen, next line, listen. Listen, now the doctrine of the devils. Listen, now the doctrines of the devil. Is the devils, S in the end. Listen, now the doctrines of the devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Next line. Great signs and great earthquakes. Great signs and great earthquakes.
What was the last word?
Earthquakes. E-A-R-T. Yeah, earthquakes.
Uh-huh. Earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. But you, church, will have my hope. But you, church, will have my hope. Luke 21:11. The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 11. No one but my Father. No one but my Father. Next line. Next line, underline it. Somebody is calling me, I don't know who. Do you understand? So no one but my Father, that separate line, no one next to it or below it is, do you understand? And underline this three words. Do you understand? Okay. Next line. Mark 13:32. The book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32. Next line. It shall be according, there's no two here, it shall be according my promise. It shall be according my promise. There's no two. I'm just reading the way he gave it to us. Next line. And my day is coming for all. And my day is coming for all. Next line, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 10 to or through 13. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13. Next line, underline it. It is near. Your salvation is here. It is near. Your salvation is here. It is near. Your salvation is here. Romans 13:11. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Next line. You shall stand. I am not done. You shall stand. I am not done. Isaiah 46:10. I believe I know this one. Isaiah 46:10. Next line, underline it. I will be exalted, and the nations shall follow. I will be exalted, and the nations, shall follow.
Follow, F-O-L-L-O-W?
Yes. Isaiah 2:2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Listen, you are of me. Listen, you are of me. Next line. Yes, this is for you all. Yes, this is for you all. 1 John 5:19. 1 John 5:19. It is written in my book. It is written in my book. Daniel 12:1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Next line, underline it. They shall be delivered. They shall be delivered. You are called Israel, church. You are called Israel, church. Next line. And you will see my purpose in it. In it. And you will see my purpose in it. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Just, J-U-S-T, just, they will be, oh, judged. That's what, okay. Just, they will be judged.
I want to get this right.
Okay.
Is that line just, they will be judged?
Correct.
Okay.
My reward, I am. My, oh, there's an S here. My rewards, I am. Underline it. My rewards, I am. Next line. Judgment is given, and the time come the days to come. Okay.
Okay, give us that line again, starting with justices. Judgment is given.
Yeah. Judgment is given, and the time come. The days to come. Judgment is given, and the time come, the days to come.
Let me see if I got that right.
Okay.
Judgment is given, and the time come, the days to come.
Correct.
Okay.
Daniel 7:22. The book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 22. Trust in me. That's what he gave us today. There you have it. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise your name, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love that line from the noon prayer last Wednesday, all of you speaking in tongues. And that's what happens. And then here is the interpretation of all of you speaking in tongues as the Lord gave us the utterance. I'll get my computer here. Praise his name. Praise you, Father. We just thank you one more time and give you great glory for giving us utterance and giving us the interpretation, just as you did on the day of Pentecost. It's just the same. It's the same spirit. It's the same gift. They all heard them in the tongues in which they were born, just like he's granted that Max hears it in his mother tongue.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're so thankful. We're so very, very, very thankful. Thank you, Father. Aha. The earth is corrupt, church. Genesis 6:11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. That was the ESV. What is written, pray with my prophet and friend. Revelation 1:3.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near.
Oh, my Lord.
Ah. Underlined, I am your Jesus. Read my words, church. I see what is happening. And this next line is underlined. See to it and don't be alarmed. Ezekiel 38:39. And then he gives us Matthew 24:6. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet.
Whoa.
That's very interesting.
I remember what he told me about.
I don't think there's any question about it that he's telling us that Ezekiel 38 and 39 is really happening. Listen, I am sending my spirit to you all. Revelation 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant, John. It shall go on from the beginning of my time. 2 Peter 3:4. They will say, these are the scoffers. He said there's going to come scoffers. This is what they will say. I started with verse 3. Yeah, verse 4. 2 Peter 3, excuse me, 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires, they will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. Now that's what the scoffers are going to say. Everything isn't the same, really. And he goes on to say that. And then he says, watch and pray, it will come to pass. Luke 21:36. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. In other words, the scoffers are going to say everything's the same, and his word says, no, it's not. Stay awake. They're going to take place. They're going to come to pass.
I see.
Listen, now the doctrines of the devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
Oh.
Now that is the ESV. Now there's some of those going around right now. And I have particularly, I'm going to read that. Let's try it in the American, New American. Yep. I have been watching Rick Renner, and he has gone into the book of Revelation. And who are the Nicolaitans? And I never did know who they were or what they believed, but what they did was they tried to say, there's no need of us being so strict. We just go along with the world. And that's really doctrines of devils. And there's a lot of things going on like that right now. You know, everything's okay. You're okay. I'm okay. Everything's fine. No, it's not. We need to be in unity with the Word of God. For instance, Romans chapter 1. We need to be in unity with that. Now, here we go. 1 Timothy 4, 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh, and this is in the King James. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. For that one, I'm going to use the King James. Because it uses that doctrines of devils. Great signs and great earthquakes. But you, church, will have my hope. Luke 21:11. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. No one but my Father. Do you understand? And those three words are underlined. Mark 13:32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father.
Wow.
It shall be according my promise, and my day is coming for all. 2 Peter 3:10-13. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah. Now that's his day, the day of the Lord, when he has total everything under his control. No devils running around having anything to do with anything. And he will judge the earth. We don't know how all this will take place. We don't know when it will take place, but it will be, and there will be new heavens and a new earth. It is near. Your salvation is here. Romans 13:11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And, of course, our salvation, our being born again, has already been affected, but there's a wholeness to it, a completeness to it, which even includes the redemption of our bodies. And so he's saying, wake up, time for the awakening, the great awakening. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You shall stand. I am not done. Isaiah 46:10. declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's the one. I will be exalted, and the nations follow. Isaiah 2:2. Sometimes as I go fast, my little computer here gets the message wrong if I go too fast with my fingers. So I'll slow down a bit. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And, of course, that's Jerusalem, the mountain of the Lord's house, the Temple Mount. That's going to be the capital of the whole earth, and all the nations that are left here after the rapture of the church and after the he's come back and after the end of the tribulation period and going into the millennium. This is a millennial promise. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Jerusalem is the capital of the whole earth, and the nations will go there to get the nations. That's not you and me. There's three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. The sheep nations that are left will flow into it. Listen, you are of me. Yes, this is for you all. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Mm.
It is written in my book, Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one of them that shall be found written in the book. Now, this is in answer to Daniel's prayer, and Daniel's prayer was totally for Israel. It was for Israel.
Okay.
It was for the city. It was for the mountain of the Lord's house. Michael here is the prince, the great prince, for which stands for the children of Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble. That's going to be the tribulation time, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. That's the 7 years of tribulation. The seven-year Shemitah cycle of what Jesus called the Great Tribulation. And at that time, thy people, Israel, shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Next line, they shall be delivered. So that's a subtle thing. You are called Israel, church, and you will see my purpose in it. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Mm.
Hallelujah. He spoke to us last week about his purposes and how they were planned long ago, and he's working them out. Just trust him. That's what's happening now.
Yeah.
Just. They will be judged. My rewards, I am. And that's underlined. My rewards, I am.
Yeah.
Judgment is given, and the time come the days to come. Daniel 7:22. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Hallelujah. Trust in me. That's actually a heavenly scene. And the verse before is, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints. The saints it's talking about here are the saints that are going into tribulation. Saints means set apart. So the Jewish nation has been set apart. And the enemy, the Antichrist, that's who it's talking about in verse 21, has made war with Israel and prevailed against them. But at the end of that seven-year period, the Ancient of Days came. That's Jesus. And judgment was given to the house of the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And that's talking about Israel. They will possess that millennial kingdom. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So he's talking here about signs and things that happen in the end. And he's talking about what's going to happen in Israel. And hallelujah. Those who come against them will be judged.
Yes, and also, Miss Lily, if I
going to give us at noon. Yes.
Yes, okay. This is what I'm seeing here also, going back to the beginning. Read my words, church. I see what is happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is very clear when the Lord said, I see what is happening. He is talking about everything is happening. He is talking about what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Russia,
exactly.
What's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Iran.
Exactly.
And he said, see to it, and don't be alarmed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then he mentioned, Ezekiel 38:39.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very clear. The Holy Spirit given this to us this morning. Very, very clear.
These are end time things.
Is happening, church. Yeah, I see what is happening. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay. Don't be alarmed.
Exactly.
All you have to do is just pray.
And it's written. It's all
written.
It's written. There for you to see.
Yeah.
It's there for you to watch what's happening.
Yeah. So don't be on all these TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amen.
And it's going to be just like it's written in the book of Revelation, in the book of Daniel, and
exactly.
In the end-time chapters, particularly of Matthew 24 and Luke 21. It's going to be like that. He wrote it. Don't be worried. Just trust him.
Amen.
But these are promised. These things are prophesied and written down for us. Don't follow doctrines of devils. Don't be like the world. You be in unity with me. And watch. And trust me. But he's definitely telling us this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is you are now come to the time when these things are happening. Well, I got to get around here and get ready. And I'll see you out at the mountain at noon.
See you
shalom,
at noon.
Shalom.